number 10, and with this we're finished. The physical departure view is held by many credible scholars. The physical departure view is a minority view. I'll be the first to admit that. The majority of scholars would not accept this view. But there is a small group of very strong scholars that believe exactly the way I'm teaching it here. In fact, I learned it from my esteemed professor, J. Dwight Pentecost. And this fellow on YouTube is condemning Andy Wood's interpretation of 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, as if I made the whole thing up. All I'm doing is standing on the shoulders of giants. I received it from J. Dwight Pentecost. J. Dwight Pentecost, I believe, received it from E. Schuyler English, who wrote a wonderful book called Rethinking the Rapture. But look at all of these scholars that embrace the view. Kenneth Wiest, E. Schuyler English, J. Dwight Pentecost, H. Wayne House, Stanley Ellison, J. S. Mabee, Alan McRae, Gordon Lewis, John Rice. Now you recognize that next name, Arnold Fruchtenbaum. You all know Tim LaHaye, Thomas Ice, who you've had as a speaker here, Paul Lee Tan, Don Stewart. Let's see, it was Helen, I think. Where's Helen? I saw her in here somewhere. You know Robert Thiem. Robert Thiem had a very influential ministry in Houston, Baraka Church, holds to the physical departure view. Gordon Olson came up with a new Bible translation recently, holding to a physical departure view. So what people will do is they'll make you feel dumb for holding this view. In fact, the gentleman that's criticizing me, he says Andy Woods has departed from the dispensational tradition. He doesn't even understand the dispensational tradition that he thinks I departed from. Because I got the understanding of it from J. Dwight Pentecost. Don't you think he has the credentials to be a dispensationalist? So you kind of put this whole thing into conclusion, and why would I, in the world, would I think that the apostasia here is a physical departure? It's basically 10 reasons. Number one, there have always been doctrinal departures. So how could another one be some kind of definitive sign of the end? Number two, 2 Thessalonians was a very early letter, where Paul's not dealing with predictions about end times apostasy. Number three, the definite article is in front of apostasia, and it's in front of the Antichrist. So if the Antichrist is instantaneous, then so is the apostasia, and that better fits a rapture interpretation. Number four, both the noun, number five, and the verb can refer to a physical departure. So what do we look at? Context. Number six, the extended context, the 2 Thessalonian books, favor a physical departure. Number seven, the immediate context, favors a physical departure, because the rapture is dealt with in verse 1 and verses 6 and 7, so why can't it be dealt with in verse 3? Number eight, 2 Thessalonians 2 is a review. Paul's not going to use the word harpazo again. Number nine, the earliest English Bible translations favor a physical departure view prior to the King James. And number 10, the physical departure view is held by credible scholars. So with that in mind, what am I trying to say here? What's the BLT, which stands for what? Bottom line time. Let no one deceive you in any way, for it will not come unless the apostasia comes first and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the son of perdition. These Thessalonians thought they were in the tribulation because of a forged letter. And Paul's simple point is, are you still here? Are you still on the earth? Yeah, we are, Paul. So therefore, has the physical departure happened yet? No, it hasn't, Paul. Then you couldn't be in the tribulation. As long as you're still on the earth and haven't physically departed, you can't be in the day of the Lord. You see his point? It's just that simple. So, all of this to say, I hope this teaching has built in our hearts greater certainty of the Lord soon return to rescue His church from the earth. And until that happens, you're not in the tribulation, and the Antichrist can't even come to power yet. And that's our point. So let's pray. Father, we're grateful for this session and these folks that would want to go through this deeper thinking on a Saturday afternoon when they could be doing many, many other things. I pray that Your Spirit would work in these sessions and You would deepen our faith in the blessed hope, a very precious promise You have given us concerning the Lord's soon return. We'll be careful to give You all the praise and the glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name. God's people said, amen. Amen. And if this all is too much information to get in one sitting, this book will capture the whole thing, and you could probably read it in a half an hour.